to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, a while back, we talk a lot. So in our messages, it might have only been a week ago, but it's like, I had to scroll all the way up because I knew we had talked about this. There was a quote that you saw that you thought was really powerful. I thought was really powerful. And I wanted your response to it and what you were thinking about when you saw this. The person said, "I like to remind athletes that the body doesn't know how far you ran, but it knows how you felt doing it. How your body feels is key because it needs to be able to recover while training."
I did really like that.
Yeah. Talk about that for me, if you would.
You know, it's funny because to me, it makes me think of the runner's high. You know, people are like, they really want to feel that runner's high. Yeah. And when do you feel the runner's high? Well, you feel it after you had a good run. When you had a good run, you want to tell everybody. You had a good run. Yeah. You're so excited, right? And that feeling, that good run feeling, you know, makes you want to run again. Now, as a runner, we all have days where we're like, man, I am not feeling it. I am not feeling it. It could be from whatever. And so, you know, I think the challenge is letting yourself stop if you have to stop. You know, if it's said on my training plan, go run 10 miles, and you start your run and you get out there and you're not feeling it, like whether it's mental, like I'm just not there, or something starts to creep up, you know, like a pain or something there, whatever, something comes up that my run is not feeling like it needs to feel, you need to be okay with, okay, today is not the day to run 10 miles. Today might be the day to run 5 miles. Today, that just might be it. Or like we always encourage people to stop and reset. Like when you're not feeling right in your run, full stop, just stop, stop running. Stretch if you need to, reset, do a drill, and then try again. How do I feel? Because how do I feel? And this is important. I think when we first start running, a lot of us are disconnected to feeling because running is hard. So most people feel running is hard.
Right.
So when you ask people, well, how did I feel? And they, I ran this many miles. You know, a lot of data is so external, right? Like my heart rate was this, my this and this and this and this for running. And we try to take that out and like, but how did you feel? Did you feel like you're falling? Did you feel light and quick? You know, like you start to have these thoughts that are different, I think, than most of us in the beginning of running. I just have to get through, right? That's kind of what the coach that I was reading about was talking about, that we get so caught up in our mileage, or I have to get my run in. I have to do my run. I have to get this many miles. And you got to start changing your thought of, well, how do I feel today? So that when you do your run, it matches your feel in a sense. And I don't mean like, oh, it's raining outside, never mind.
Right.
I'm talking like I truly am not feeling great. Like either I didn't sleep well and I really maybe should get some extra sleep, or I'm out there moving. And that's my big thing. We just have a lot of runners that they'll come through and the mindset's still there, but I have to finish.
Right.
You know, like, and even in a training plan, well, you said 10 miles. So even though it hurt, I did it. And then that you want that feeling of, oh, well, you did it. So, yay. Well, your body's like, I did it, but I am now setting myself back because.
Right. I wanted to stop at 3, because that's all I had, you know, and that's sometimes what happens, guys. Can you also address the idea of, let's say, okay, the plan says 10 miles. I get up in the morning, like you said, maybe I didn't sleep well. Maybe it was a hard night. I go out, I'm 2.5 miles in. I got to turn around. I got to walk back. Okay. 2.5 miles. But then I go through the day. Maybe I get a nap at lunch or something like that. The rain comes through. It's beautiful now. It's like 5, 6 o'clock. And I go, I'm going to go out and try to run again. And I run the other 7.5, right? I run the difference. My body doesn't know that I didn't run 10 all the way through. Right. I mean,
it doesn't care.
Yeah, it doesn't care that I took that break, that I napped, that I got my head into the right space to get out there. The training is still the 10 miles, right? Like sometimes I think people, it used to be a big deal. You know, it's always a big deal. I'll go run, do the 20 mile run, right? And we've talked about this on other podcasts. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next podcast. This idea of I have to run 20 miles. Well, that 20 miles doesn't have to be in one setting. It can be, you know, 10 miles in the morning, 10 miles in the evening. Your body ran 20 miles in that period.
It can be 10 miles Saturday, 10 miles Sunday.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. It's the cumulative effect of running that enhances performance and enhances your ability to go to the distance.
Right.
Because we're asking our body to perform that distance on that day. Like say it's a marathon, right? So for a lot of people, that 20 mile run is this, and by the way, it's totally arbitrary. Like I've never came up with the 20, right? But it's a mental thing. And then other people talk about it. So it's a little bit of peer pressure. Like, well, did you get a 20? How many 20s did you get in? And the reality is that unfortunately for you guys that ask, and physiologists will say between 2 to 3 hours, I tend to lean towards the two because we're not elite athletes. Past that point, you are only breaking down.
Right.
So then you have to have time to recover. And that's what this guy was talking about. Like, if it's not feeling good, you're not even recovered from your last run is probably what's going on.
Right.
Or whatever you did last time or whatever's happening, you're not really recovered. So let's bring that volume down till it feels good. And then your body has the ability to recover. And then that next run will actually feel good. And that's what, just like you said, you know what? There's nothing wrong with breaking down mileage into two a days. In fact, the research is pretty high on how much more beneficial that is, giving the body time to rest and recover. Then repeating actually allows the body, one, like you said, rest and recover, but they're showing that it actually helps to build bone density better rather than just pounding and, you know, pounding.
Yeah, because that's honestly, until you learn to run correctly and the you know.
And I think that the challenge, by the way, real quick, is we, you know, like we hear about these elites that run, say, 100 miles a week.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my gosh. Well, if you look at their training, 90% of it's intervals. And they do 2 a days, although they do 2 a days quite a bit. It's not
and the
anything.
Thing that I found too when I was doing I've read the books and stuff like that. What you don't realize is those athletes can run 20 miles in 2 hours.
Right.
So they're going out and they're doing maybe 20 miles a day because they're 100-mile runners. So, but they're not running more than that 2 hours. Their body isn't getting past that 2 hour mark of breaking down. So they can do that. The general public is not able to do that. It's just the way of life. We have jobs, we have families, some of us have weights, some of us, you know, it's just, it can't be. So putting that onto yourself, that's one of the other questions I have for a lot of our runners. They'll come in and be like, I don't know if I can do this Ironman, or I've got so much going on. Should I do this? Should I defer my marathon? And I kind of want to, I ask them, I'm like, okay, so what's your job? Oh, I'm a lawyer. Oh, I'm a teacher. Oh, I'm a pharmacist. And I go, okay, so you're not getting paid to train for this Ironman, or you're not paid to run this marathon. And who, honestly, who is going to say, you didn't do the marathon in March of 2024? You waited till March of 2025? Nobody's going to say that to you. People are going to go like, you're crazy just to do it half the time, right? And then if you do it, they're going to be like, great. They don't care whether it took you 2 hours, 4 hours, or 7 hours, right? They think you're crazy and wonderful for just doing it. So a lot of times we put this ungodly amount of pressure on ourselves that we're going to let people down. And there's nobody you're letting down. If anything, you're going to get yourself injured if you push yourself.
Well,
right?
I think that's to me what it really comes down to is that feeling how you feel in your run means you're actually really taking your training and placing it into yourself. Like you're letting yourself feel for you, not external pressure that I think I need to do. In fact, this is kind of a little fun short story, but we have a lady, we have a woman that just made it. She's going to Kona for talking about Ironman. And she's in her 60s, and you know, she's suffered for years, guys, for planners, and she, same thing. She was just, you know, kind of at that wit's end and feeling all that. And anyway, so she's been with us now for several years, and she made it to Kona, and she just ran her fastest marathon. And one of the things that is so hard to get people to get is, one, she does regular training. I'm not sure what, if she's followed my plan or not, but we've talked about that because she's in her 60s. So no, she doesn't want to run for hours and hours and hours at a time because, right, you know, feel it. However, once she learned how to work on the skill of running, because most triathletes are already okay with drills. Like they go to the pool, they don't run, they don't swim 2.4 miles, or, you know, they do interval training, and same with cycling. You don't just go out and run the, you don't just go out and bike 115 miles every time you bike ride, right? But you know, you want to be able to do that. So when she took her running and started, instead of just running and running and running, using the skill work, like making the running, I'm just going to get better at running. Well, now you're not, you're also not scared of the distance. Like I know what I need to do. So I know today I'm going to have to run for this many hours. The preparation is more about fueling and more about, you know, am I wearing the right clothes? Am I that? Because once you realize, like, I'm just running and I know how to run, even in your training, what you realize is I really am so much better off. Like, you're, you know, to be able to run for an hour is so much more effective and efficient for your body, a good solid hour than to be like, oh, you know, I've got to get in this extra, like you're saying, you know, you'll get your, you can get your volume in during the week. You can make it all add up. But when you start to pay attention, one, to how you're moving, and second, how you're feeling, it really does. It gives you, one, more confidence in your distance, but also takes that pressure off you.
Right. So guys, if you're interested in training with us, we have 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, triathlons, 100 milers. We've got the plans for it. And they're all based on, you know, a 5K building up. But if you want to try to train with us, we'd love for you to come into our membership. We'd love for you to work with us. Check on your running form. Check in on your drills. See how your training's going. Have a coach to help you with that connection to your running and your training and your feeling, and to bounce ideas off of. Maybe you had a great 10 mile run on the thing, and then 2 weeks later, maybe you've got another one on the plan, and you had to split it up, and now your brain is going, oh, you're not going to finish it. So you can talk to me about your mental strategy for how you're going to do it. You can talk to Valerie about your physical strategy. Maybe you got a little niggle that's bugging you. That is the blessing of having a coach, and having two coaches, coaches for strategy, coaching for mindset, coaching for those thoughts that get you going crazy and keep you up at night, but also talking to your coach about, am I training too much? Am I training too little? Am I, I'm not eating right, or whatever the case may be. Maybe I'm getting more run down than I need to be. So how do we work on that? That is what having a coach is all about. And I hope you'll join us in the membership. It really, especially if you have a goal to run a distance, run a speed, whether it's a marathon or whether it's, you know, hitting a under 30 minute 5K, it doesn't matter. We're here to help you, and we would love to help you. So go to runnerx.fit. That's runrx.fit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.